Hey guys, welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Jiffy. And you're listening to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Can you believe the shit that's going on?
No, you want to talk about it? Stupid. It's not working.
It's never working.
Something always goes wrong.
Oh, what happened? Oh, see, something always goes wrong.
Oh, wow.
My hair was not looking good that day.
Yes, it was.
Oh, you're so sweet. We always have, like, technical difficulties.
We do.
Because we're, like, trying to figure out how to work the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, but look, there it goes.
Yeah, there it goes.
Welcome back, guys. Episode 13. We've made it so far. We're in episode 13, and we're glad that you guys are still listening, and we're just going to keep providing great content for you guys.
Yeah, because it's always going to be therapeutic to do.
For us.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's therapeutic for you guys. Yeah. We hope so.
We just need to talk and just get it out there.
I agree. So our season is going to be, we extended it to 15 episodes,
mm-hmm.
and we have some changes for the second season. So you guys will start to see us on video in our second season, and we'll start to break down like different segments.
Yeah.
People have starting to ask us questions and send in emails, and we have some of those for the end of the session today.
That's cool.
I know.
I like when they respond.
Yeah. Oh, the questions today are interesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
So for episode 13 today, Rocky picked the title, and she's very intrigued. And
yeah,
I thought, oh my God, we just need to do it. Just do it, girl. Just do it.
It's always on my mind, you know.
and that's key, right? To get whatever's on your mind off of your mind. So today's topic is what men really want from women. And of course, like, we don't know that. Mm-mm. Like, we're men. We're not men.
But
I was going to say we're men. We're not men.
No, I'm not a man. I'm all woman.
So there's no way, like, for us to know for sure, but we know enough men.
Yeah.
We've done enough research.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to, like, talk it out loud.
Yeah.
And then we'll like some feedback on whether we're right or not.
True.
Because I'm curious, too.
Yeah.
I won't give you my damn synopsis of what men want. But when we talk about this, when we talk about what men really want, we're thinking about the man who is ready for a relationship, wants to settle down and what settling down actually means. We're not talking about the man who is dating me and five other girls and doesn't want to put a title on the relationship. Mm-hmm. We're talking about what men really want in a woman that they want to spend the rest of their lives with. Because honestly, like, we're molding Rocky to be that woman for that man.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Yeah. It's interesting. I think it's always on some woman's mind. And so what do men really want from a woman? Let's go. So when I was thinking about it, literally the song, I could hear the instruments in the background.
When a man loves a woman. Oh, okay. Look at those vocals.
Like,
that's all I know. Like, I don't know the words after that.
I really had to like read the lyrics. Like, there was some of, like, one of the lyrics on there is like, you know, basically like when he finds what he wants, he'll give up all of his comforts. And if there's no room for him to sleep in the house, baby, he'll go sleep out in the rain. Like, it ain't nothing as long as you're taken care of.
Wow.
You know, it's like when a man loves a woman, like,
he'll do anything.
He'll do anything.
Love is endless, though. Yeah, I think same thing for a woman. When a woman really loves a man, she'll give her heart.
Like, oh, yeah.
She'll give her shoes.
True. She loves all.
Mm-hmm.
True. So I guess a man is the same way.
Yeah. People say that men are simple, but they're not. They're so difficult.
They're really complicated. They're so complicated.
Oh, my God. I know.
They're so complicated.
I just want to bang my head into the microphone because they're so fucking complicated. Shit.
It's something.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do I start this? Let me see.
Look, so I was reading that when you go to the grocery store or when you pump gas, that you just ask random men.
Yeah, I do. Okay, so one of the things that my, like, parents and, you know, people that really, 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 really know me, like, oh, there she goes, social butterfly. Like, I just can't shut up sometimes. I can't. Like, I'll go be in the mall, and I know the outfit looks cute on me, or so I assume, but I have to ask those around me. Is that weird?
It's not weird to ask, but I guess, like, different opinions will arise from that. It's either, like, is she asking me for attention, or is she, like, trying to fish for compliments?
True.
Or, like, is she just not confident?
Well, I think it depends on the things that you ask. Like, when I'm going to be approaching men, it's always with a purpose, you know? Either I like you, or, listen, I have a podcast with my girlfriend. Listen, here's our card. Slide it on over. Now, listen closely. We're doing the segment. It's called Blank Blank, and I want to know what you think. That's kind of like how I do.
That is so cool. You are like so much, like, better than me.
No. No.
I do not talk to strangers. I don't talk to people unless I have to.
To
I know, right? Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
I just don't talk to people unless I have to. Mm-hmm. And even when I have to, I'm like, ugh. My God, like, why?
I've never known what that's like.
Why do you want to talk to me all the time?
Actually, maybe, like, excuse me, I just had to burp. Yes, I did experience that, not wanting to talk to anybody, maybe, like, a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah. Can I tell them?
Oh, yeah.
Rocky got into a car accident after our last segment on Wednesday.
That's right.
When we were leaving the studio, I drove her to her car and her van. Oh, poor little van. We love that van.
Yeah.
When she was driving home, I'm just like a block away from her house, maybe right in front of it.
Right in front.
She got into an accident.
Didn't see anything.
But she's okay. I mean, she's in a lot of pain. Maybe mentally and emotionally drained, but she's still pushing on because she's strong.
Yeah.
Still trying to figure out the whole, what are you going to do with my van thing?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's my van. I just saw, like, all my memories of, like, my kids and everything, and I just kept remembering it's just an object.
Yeah.
Your memories still with you.
I'm so sorry, but I remember when you caught me. And I was like, you were like, my van, what am I going to do? And I was like, my thing that I always say is, it's okay. It's not okay. And I'm like, okay, you're right. I said, but Rocky, you have to remember. That is materialistic.
Yeah.
And I had to say, you know, you tell me all the time, it's just material. You have your life. Like, thank God you're still alive. Like,
true.
I mean, I'm glad, you know, that I got a phone call that, you know, that it was you and you're alive, opposed to, like, oh, your friend. I don't want to hear that. Fuck that man. If it's, like, for you and your... It's you or that van. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, take, like, the van.
Take it.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that the other people, well, there was just one other person, but they're okay. They're fine. Praise God. And I guess, like, one of my friends was like, well, I'm just grateful. I'm just so grateful you're alive.
Yeah.
And just to walk away from it.
Yeah.
And I guess I was, like, going to bed, and I was like, oh, yeah, I could have died.
You definitely could have.
Yeah.
So her van... Initially, they said it was totaled. But are they going to try to repair it, or is it actually totaled?
They're gonna give the estimate. The guy says that they might total it, there's still a chance that they could say, "Yeah, we could fix it."
Some things are, like, beyond repair.
Yeah,
and sometimes if they repair a vehicle after it's been into a car accident, it's never the same.
Right. Yeah.
The best thing is probably just let them total it out.
Yeah.
Go and get you a new one, baby. Get you a 2020.
Ugh.
Why not? Upgrade it. Have a bigger space in the back. Create more memories.
Right?
See?
Create more memories.
There's a positive to everything.
Everything.
Although we can't see it at the moment. 2020
is going to have to work for me.
It will. So, you know, we like to get off on topic.
That's us.
But... my hand is itching. I'm going to get some money.
Oh, my God. You're going to be rich.
Oh, I hope so. So we're going to go into the first, like, segment of the topic.
Of what they really want.
Yeah, we compiled a list of, you know, what we think men want for a woman. Again, this is the man who is, like, ready to be with a woman for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
So obviously it takes some men longer to be in that phase.
True.
It takes a lot of self-work to be in that phase, but I think that after, like, dating men or communicating with them, we'll be able to figure out, like, are they at that phase? Like, are they ready to settle down? So some characteristics of what we think men want when they choose their women.
Well, of course.
Yeah. We know initially there's attraction.
There's attraction.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always have to necessarily be, like, you know, like your face, like beauty. Like, you know, it could have been, like, your posture. And I cannot make things like this up. I mean, I have heard men say, like, ooh, I just love so attractive when a woman can, you know, like, her posture is right. Like, her posture.
Well, yeah, the posture has, it shows a lot of, like, of the confidence and, like, how you carry yourself. True. I've heard men say that, too.
Okay.
Like, the poise, like, how you carry yourself.
Exactly.
Men are attracted to good personalities, depending on what they believe is a good personality. True. But, like, somebody, I know that some men do like social butterflies, and others are like, nope, she can't be no damn social butterfly.
Yeah, just, what are you doing way over there? Come on over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have to have, they have to at least be attracted to you, especially to see you, like, to be with them for the rest of their lives.
Okay.
So maybe you have to look a certain way. Yeah. Like, some men are like, oh, I only like women with blonde hair.
Exactly, like, they have types. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. Did you know, so I forget where I read it, but did you know that your positive, like, your personality, the thing that they like about your personality can directly change that man's perception of physical beauty?
I get that, because
that's power.
That is power.
Power.
Same thing with men. So, like, some men, oh my gosh, I used to be attracted to, like, ugly, ugly men. And
really?
People would be like, why do you like him? He's so ugly. But I'm just like, he's so smart. He's so, he is kind. He is smart. He is important. And I'm just like, that makes a man look more sexier.
Yeah.
So I can imagine that it does the same thing for a man. Like, a woman may not look, you know, what they call bad or whatever. I don't know. But if her personality is good, that, you know, he's,
that's
like,
enough for
the
him.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
So at least we know there has to be some sort of attraction. If a man's going to spend the rest of his life with you, he has to be attracted in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Looks, personality, something. How you carry yourself, how you wear your hair, something.
Exactly. And it's key. Ladies, you should always pay attention to that. However he likes, you know, your hair, how you dress, you might want to pay attention to that and keep that going. You know, not all the time.
Oh my God!
But, like, maybe if he's in a bad mood.
Problem with that.
If he's in a bad mood, you need him to
be
in a good mood.
Oh, you're gonna be such a
whip out that outfit that he likes.
You're gonna be such a good wife. Such a good wife. I know it didn't work out the first time. I'm so sorry, but that has nothing to do with you. But, like, God, I just cannot cater to what people want.
Really?
I don't care if you like my hair curly. If I don't like my hair curly, I'm not going to wear it curly. I don't care if you don't like this outfit.
Mm.
If I like it, I'm going to wear it.
Yeah.
I'm not ready.
Oh, my God.
I have a lot of work to do.
I'm not ready. She said.
Well, a lot of work to do.
Well, you know, that's, like, you know, just one of the things.
Okay.
You know.
I heard that men like to be respected. What's that about?
I don't know if it's just me or what, like, what I noticed, but, like, in conversations, you know, it's, you know, something about, you know, watch yourself, respect. It's always about, you know, like, watch yourself. That's not respectful.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that weird? I like,
I get it. If it's like, it can't be like a daddy role. It can't be like, you respect me, I respect you.
No, I don't even know if it's like more of like, oh man, I don't want to, like, maybe like religion, like how a man views.
Girl, my face is twisting up.
Okay. Cause, you know, I have, for example, I have seen a couple get more in like almost into like an argument, and he stopped it really quick, and she kind of kept going. He said, "That's disrespectful." I said, "Stop."
No. So this I'm is just not like the controlling type man. Like when we think of respect, I'm thinking like,
explain it to me.
Okay, so I mean, let's just say you're a man. Yeah. You're my man. Okay.
Okay.
What's your name?
Mark.
Mark. That's I was gonna say name. Roger, but okay, oh, Mark.
Hey.
Gosh, I'm choking. Mark, you set me on fire. Okay.
Hey, baby.
My goodness. Okay, Mark. Okay, so when I think of, like, respecting my man, I think of, like, I'm not going to be talking to other men in a flirtatious way.
True.
I'm not going to be communicating with men in a way that I'm not supposed to.
No.
Like, if I'm, you know, the same respect that I would like. I would like that if I come home, you show me the respect as far as the attention. Like when I walk in the door, give me a hug, give me a kiss. So I would think that men look for a similar type of respect.
Yeah.
Like to respect them as a person,
as a person
and respect the relationship. Mm-hmm. So I can I can really see a man saying like, I mean, I get the couple suggestion or the example that you made, but
that's why I said that's what I have seen.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if like that's just like the era that
I see. I don't understand. I don't know. I'm not sure.
And see, I'm just so stupid.
But I do know like every man has a different definition of what respect means.
Yeah.
So whatever man that you find, I mean, Mark. I mean, what does respect mean? You know.
I mean. I guess, like, if I have my own thing going on and I see you getting ready to go and you have, like, some bags outside of your house.
Oh, trash, absolutely.
Pick them up and walk with you to the trash, you know, get you to your car.
Yeah.
Go. That's what I would think, like, because, you know, he stopped what he was doing to help me. So I would think, like, make sure to.
I think men have a different definition of what respect is.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to.
Like, really, 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 really.
And respect and see, means that's different to different men, like, in different cultures, from different environments. But you'll know, like, whenever you start to talk to a certain man, like, you'll understand what respect means for him.
True.
Is it, like, you know, I mean, and there's a fine line between respect and control. Because men, I mean, I've seen it. When they say, like, don't talk to another man out of respect for me, like, There's a fine line. Like, hold on.
I feel like
I can still talk to men.
Insecurity on his part.
I can still talk to men.
If it's that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not about being disrespectful to you. Like, I'm still going to talk to men. I'm just not going to talk to them in the manner that's disrespectful to us.
True.
In our relationship.
True. Would this be another example? You know, just, well, I guess it went away. Sorry. There went the thought.
Well, at the very least, we know that men are looking for some sort of respect.
Yeah, they are.
And then that clarification of what respect means will come whenever you find that man.
Yeah, true.
So we know for sure men are looking for initial attraction and they want respect.
True.
Obviously, if you don't get a respect, you're not going to want to spend the rest of your life with this woman. Like oh my gosh, I don't know how people do it.
Well, you know, there's men out there that you can tell right off the bat. I could not. With you.
Oh, absolutely.
I would run all over you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Look, I just want to like, I don't know. I'm losing myself. You gotta lose yourself in the music the moment you own it.
We were singing that last week.
Were we?
Yes.
Deja vu?
It is.
I don't know.
Wow.
What else are men looking for?
Compatibility.
I can see that. Like, you want to make sure that whoever you're going to be with, that you're compatible in some way, that maybe you like the same things or similar things.
True.
Or, I don't know, you like the same TV show.
Yeah.
Or you can have conversations with each other.
Exactly.
Or you feel comfortable around them. Mm-hmm. That's compatibility.
Yeah. And making sure they can, you know, both of y'all's lifestyle will work together. Mm. Same friends can, not same friends, like, you know, her friends and his friends can still, you know, hang out. Even if they don't like each other, there's still some type of respect there to, you know, honor the people that they want to hang out with, right?
Yeah, yeah. I can see compatible, like, non-compatible would be, I can't date a man who eats meat. Like,
oh, wow.
If you eat meat, like, our lifestyles don't match.
No.
I don't eat meat. So, if you eat meat, like, that's it.
True. So a deal breaker for me would be if you smoke cigarettes, because it doesn't make any sense for me. My children have asthma, so that's just not, tobacco is just not the way to go.
Yeah. Maybe. So, yeah, I do believe that men are looking for some compatibility.
I know that they're putting a lot of thought into this.
Yeah, yeah. I know that men, for sure, like, for instance, if a man is an athlete, he wants a woman that can understand the lifestyle that, you know, the lifestyle that comes with being an athlete. Because a lot of men, a lot of women can't tolerate that. Like, they have to travel a lot for competitions, depending on what type of sport it is.
And their spouse is going to be alone a lot of the time. They need to know,
and they have to be able to trust them, because, you know, women are going to throw themselves at them.
Exactly.
But men have to have control of themselves. I do know that. It left me too. Shit, it's been a long day. So yeah, I know that men think about that type of stuff, compatibility for sure. Like,
yeah.
Why? Oh, you know what, girl, men be looking for freedom too.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that. I really am.
It just depends on what kind of, like, what freedom means.
Okay.
Like, if a man tells me his freedom is, he wants to go out and do what he wants to do, and that's fine. But if it's like until 5 o'clock in the morning, that's not
There has
to be limits on what freedom means.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean,
you know,
I'm cool.
People still have to
go
to work the next day.
Yeah. I mean, I'm cool. Go out with your friends, but I'm not finna wait up all night just to make, like, that type of stuff scares me. If you out all night, it's no telling, like, what could happen while you're out.
Wow.
And then let's just say I go to sleep and something happens to you. Like, I can't be up worrying.
I does it wouldn't even bother me.
It wouldn't bother you?
No. I would just probably ask, like, hey, like, what time are you gonna be home? If he says, like, you know, after 10, like, I would literally ask, is there any way that you could just be, like, extra quiet when you come into the room?
I don't know.
Please don't wake me.
I mean, I get that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to go to sleep until he got home.
I would fall asleep quick.
Well, that's like if I'm really, really, really in love.
True. True.
But I know men want that freedom, but it depends on what that freedom means. Like, I know a man, like, sometimes they ask us, like, you know, how would you feel if I go out with my friends? Like, that's cool.
But I mean, like, cool out, like, how many times in a week are you going to go out with your friends?
Yeah.
You know, that's what it needs to be. It needs to be, I believe everything needs to have structure.
Yeah.
Because there's freedom in structure. Safety.
Yeah, I know. You know, freedom to men sometimes mean that they can have, like, they want to know, like, are you okay with me having girlfriends? I mean, are you okay with me having female friends?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going,
my name's
not going to be.
I'm Lucas.
Lucas.
Yes, mommy. My name is Lucas.
Wait, that isn't, no. I had never met no female with the name Lucas.
I'm a man right now.
Oh, you're the man and I'm the woman?
Well, yeah, like, you gotta, Lucas is, look, I'm Lucas, okay? Rocky. I want to be free, okay? I want to, I'm going to have female friends. You cannot control it, okay? I want to go, my accent is changing just a little bit. But,
not much. It's good. You got me.
It's good. I don't know where it's from.
He said, I'm going to have female friends. Stop it.
Yeah, you cannot stop it.
Well, we're going to have to stop something.
I need to have freedom. So when I'm looking for my woman that I'm going to settle down with for the rest of my life, I need to know that you are okay with me having freedom. I'm having freedom, 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 okay? I have female friends. I go out with my friends. I drink. I, you know, every now and then.
Wow. Wow. That's where you're getting to. Just go ahead and say it. I have many girlfriends, friends that I, you know, have freedom with.
But again, this is the man that that is ready to settle down.
Exactly.
But sometimes, again, there's so many components that go into this, because even married men want to have open relationships to make it work, to keep it spicy.
Exactly.
And sometimes
that
freedom
is like,
means something different.
That's a new thing, isn't it?
Oh,
like, for the past, like, 15 years, it's been popping up. There's, like, islands. They have like their own like little section on islands now.
An island of freedom.
Wow. I don't want your freedom.
So, I mean, I think in general, every man wants some sort of freedom, but yeah. the freedom clarification mm-hmm. has to come when guys have that conversation.
My freedom clarification is as long as what you're doing is positive and you're growing spiritually and mentally, you know, and like your group of friends, you know, y'all aren't like getting in trouble, you know, no one's having to be pulled over. Like we got to help, oh boy, again, you know, like you got those type of friends.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like we need to, and if you do have female friends,
there has to be boundaries.
There's got to be. I would hope that they would be like one of like your guy friends. I don't want that friend like.
You want them to have
oh, yeah, Joanne is cool, but don't leave that bitch with your man.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. It has to be like a platonic relationship where they've never, you know, they've.
Exactly.
I mean, I wouldn't be okay if my man is like friends with a girl that he used to fuck.
Oh, no.
Because once that door is open, that door never closes.
No.
I mean, it may close in front of my face.
Exactly.
But it's going to open when I'm not
mm-hmm.
around.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to be able, mm-hmm. I need to be able to feel comfortable and be trustworthy.
And don't put yourself in those types of positions.
Like, yeah.
So if
you want freedom, you need to define what freedom is.
Yeah.
And we're all for like men being able to express themselves
True.
And being able to do what it is that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Only if what you want to do is respectful to me and to us in a relationship.
That is perfect.
Okay.
That is perfect. That, fellas, is the definition of freedom.
Let freedom ring.
What else are they looking for?
They want you to have your own money.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, they do not want to have to save nobody. Like,
girl, if this man is going to be with me for the rest of my life, he better. No, but you won't. This is the idea, man, right? This is the man that you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to have your own money.
Yeah. So
but he
I
wants
need to understand,
to have his
like,
own money, too.
Exactly. So does that mean, like, do we need to merge the bank accounts?
No, I don't think so.
Or keep them separate?
I don't know.
Be responsible with our own money to where we're not having to save one another? Is that what he means, having
okay.
your own money?
Okay, I'm Lucas again. Okay, baby.
Lucas!
Okay. You got your own bank account. I got my own bank account,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I pay for whatever it is that you want. I love you. I do whatever.
Oh, all right.
But I don't want you to depend on me for everything, you know?
Yeah.
So when we go out to eat, we don't have to have a joint account. It's okay. You can have your own account. I can have my own account. If you want to make a joint account and we put some money from our own accounts into that joint account, that's okay.
Yeah.
But if we decide, you know, we want to separate ways.
Yes.
Then, you know, I still have my own. You have your own. And then we can split what's in the joint, you know?
Yes, true.
Okay.
Lucas.
I'm the perfect man.
You are. Perfect.
I don't think that men really care, like if we make more than them or.
No, they don't.
I don't think it's their business.
Mm-mm.
But I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think some men do care.
I do. I have walked. I have walked and I have sensed many of men that just are kind of, you know, shady, kind of like women, only dating, you know, them high dollars. You know what I'm
Baby,
saying?
Baby, I done been a sugar mama without even knowing it. Without even knowing it, just a cash cow.
I think I have too.
Cha-ching.
I think I've been a sugar mama.
Yeah. Oh, I have been there and didn't even motherfucking know it.
Man.
But look, the ideal man. Like the man, not the ideal man, the man who was looking for a woman that mm-hmm. is going to spend the rest of his life with, I feel like he would want us to have our own money.
Yeah.
Because.
You have your own thing going on.
Well, yeah, because even though he loves you and he wants mm-hmm. to be with you for the rest of his life, he doesn't always want to feel like he's the one taking care of
True.
You.
True.
Like there has
a
to be
caretaker.
Some sort of equality.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be a caretaker.
Yeah.
He wants to be a lover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He, you know, he don't want you to come to him asking him for money so you can go mm-hmm. buy him a gift. Like, bitch,
yeah.
no, that's not how this works.
Exactly.
So I think that men want us to have our own money.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he cares if we make more.
Because ultimately, you know, they want to be taken care of.
Oh, yeah. Men like gifts, too.
Mm-hmm.
Men like gifts just as much as women do.
Yeah.
It's the thought, really, that counts.
Yeah.
What else do men want?
Oh man, I'm so gassy. Excuse me. Just burped again.
What's it smell like?
Shrimp.
Oh my God.
I had shrimp and noodles.
Oh, I love lunch. Noodles. I could eat a noodle every day.
Are you serious?
You know I can eat noodles.
You do. Every time I turn around, there's a cup of noodles somewhere.
I love noodles. I need to replenish my noodle stack.
Oh, my gosh.
Noodles and hot sauce.
That does sound so delicious. Oh, my God. You know what I like to eat with mine? Hmm. Some cornbread. Sweet, sweet, sweet cornbread.
I don't like sweet food. Like, hot, sweet food is just not my thing.
How?
I don't know. It's just like...
It's heaven. That is heaven.
I thought that was going to make you gag.
Nope. I almost did it. That almost did it.
It's did not it. Real, though.
So another thing a man is trying to find in a woman.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, maybe. Like, you know, what your goals are, what your dreams are. They want to know what's going on, like what your ambitions are.
Oh, I think it's important that. Mm-hmm. Well, let me step outside the box. Okay. So I'm a man again, okay? I'm okay. Lucas.
You're Lucas.
Okay. I feel like Lucas is ready to get married. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready to get married. I don't want to get married to some girl who just doesn't know what she wants to do. I want a woman.
Yeah.
I want a woman who has goals and aspirations and wants to do something. And I can sit here and babysit you and try to figure out what it is that you want to do.
But ultimately.
Ultimately?
I mean, I'm just saying.
Are you finishing my sentence?
Yes, Lucas. I'm finishing your sentence. See how connected we are, Lucas?
Yeah. It scares me. It scares me. I like just got deer in the headlight. Like,
she really did. Hold on.
Okay, I'm not Lucas anymore. I'm back. I think that men do look for. I think men are attracted to women that have dreams and aspirations.
Okay.
The only reason why I think that is because, one, I feel like the man who is ready to be with someone for the rest of their lives, they have a vision. They see it. Mm-hmm. Most men are not at that stage where they're ready to settle down and have a family and they can see the rest of their life. So if they are the man that can see the rest of their life, they have goals.
True.
They have visions. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's only right that they're looking for a woman that can reciprocate that or has, like, at least the inkling of a desire to be something more. I've talked to a few men who are just like, I need a girl who is like, you know, who's going somewhere in life, who is not going to sit stagnant and just do, like, not. I mean, I know a few men who wouldn't mind a woman sitting at home all day.
Yeah.
But the majority of men that I know, they don't want that.
Yeah.
They want her to do something. They want to be able to say, you know, well, you know, my woman, she opened up Smash Therapy.
Okay.
And, you know, my woman, she was on a Super Bowl commercial. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my woman, you know, that's me, girl.
Oh, my God. There you go.
I don't know men who don't like stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, I'm just guessing because I'm not a man. Like, you know, me and Lucas, we not one yet.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I feel like men would want things that, like, that women would want, too.
Yeah.
Maybe.
True. Mm. Well, I mean, you know, this is why I'm asking.
Yeah, men, you have to tell us.
Yeah, y'all have to tell us. This is why. This is why I'm asking, because just interested.
Yeah. And this is like kind of what we thought.
Yeah.
We think that.
Because I've even heard, like, you know, I've even heard, like, a guy say, like, you know, whatever relationship I'm going to be in next, you know, it's going to be good because she's going to be fine and I'm going to be good. And, you know, so basically kind of like a power couple.
Yeah.
It's kind of what he was kind of saying, like, even to the point of she could put him up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I guess it really doesn't.
I think it depends on what type of man, this has to do with, like, where you come from, what your background is, what your culture is, what your religion is, like, how you were brought up.
That stuff really does play.
Yeah.
play a role.
And that's why compatibility is important. Mm-hmm. Because, like, if you're a Muslim and you date somebody that's Jewish, like, mm-hmm. you guys aren't going to mesh well.
That's
not, you're not going to understand each other.
No.
So I think that, you know, if you're a guy who likes to hike and likes outdoorsy things, mm-hmm. you can't be with a Barbie because she doesn't get that. She don't want to be around dirt.
She,
like,
needs to be inside all the time.
So you need to get with somebody who likes to hike, mm-hmm. who likes to be outside.
True.
And I think compatibility is super important. Mm-hmm. And I think that oftentimes as men and women, we pair ourselves with people that we shouldn't be with.
Yeah.
And we allow our emotions to drive us instead of, like, looking at the mm-hmm. facts, like,
because
this
just
may or may not
attraction.
Work.
We're stuck on that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lust, and then
there's all different types of attraction.
Wow, that's good.
This got deeper than I thought.
Yeah,
I know men like confidence. Men love a mm-hmm. woman who is walking in a room with their head mm-hmm. up mm-hmm. and their hair done. Mm-hmm. Oh, even if her hair isn't done, she's just like swinging and banging. Yeah. And
I've seen a man walk straight into a wall watching a woman, and that was not off of a movie.
Oh my
that
God.
Was real life.
Was he watching me?
No, this was actually years ago. When I used to work at Walmart, and I mean to tell you, I never laughed so hard.
Oh my God.
He just couldn't take his hands. I mean, not his hands. He couldn't take his eyes off of her.
Wow.
And ran into a wall.
Mm. Okay, women, you be that woman.
Okay.
You be that
That's
confident
what I wanna
woman.
Be. You could be like, you know, like, there could be a little chaos going in your life. Bank account isn't what you want it to be. You ain't got the shoes you really want. Your boyfriend just broke up with you. Like, what the hell? He knows what's really going on with you, and he's just going to leave. But, baby, get dressed. Get in that car, drive to work. Get out. Flip that hair with some confidence. And I'm telling you, men don't know what has come over them.
Yeah. I was about to start talking about myself.
That's all right.
No, we don't talk about men. We want to talk about the men.
I know
that from personal experience, men love confidence. Mm-hmm. They love how you carry yourself. They love how you know, if you talk like you know what you're talking about, mm-hmm. even if you don't know, like, sometimes you have to fake it until you make it. Men love that.
They love it because of that confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and again, we're talking about the man who is, like, ready to settle down. This is a man that's choosing the woman that he's going to be with for the rest of his mm-hmm. life. And maybe, like, that's a good man. But if you guys want to hear what we think a good man is, listen back to episode 7. Mm-hmm. We talked about what we thought a good man is.
Yeah.
So, and that's just from our perspective. Mm-hmm. I think it's right, though.
Yeah. I think after this, I'm going to go home and, like, I have, like, large, you know, like those little poster boards. I think I'm gonna write out my man.
Oh my God, a vision board for a man. A vision man.
Oh my goodness. Manifest it.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
Absolutely.
So
look,
I can know, like, what the hell is going on.
If you are, I'm just gonna say this. I feel like you are a woman who is trying to mold and build yourself for a man. I do know that you love companionship. Mm-hmm. I do know that you want to be loved mm-hmm. and to love and to actually be in a respectful relationship where everything is reciprocated.
True.
And you deserve that.
Yes.
And some of us, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm okay where I am. As far as relationship goes, I'm not ready for, like, a marriage. I'm not mm-hmm. ready. Like, I'm just not. I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I am in love, mm-hmm. and I do want to keep that.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready. Okay,
and
so we're going to talk about you.
Yeah.
So I think that it's important. Like, for me, what I focus on most is, like, my life, what I want it to look like, mm-hmm. how I want my business to grow and how I want certain things to be. And I see myself somewhere, like, higher.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you and I, you see yourself somewhere higher, but with a man. For me, I feel like I can do anything alone, although I shut people out, and I probably shouldn't. I have a good man who loves me, and mm-hmm. Jesus, I know he loves me so much,
mm-hmm.
and I need to, work on that shit. But we're going to find you the perfect, perfect man. You're going to manifest this.
I'm going to manifest it.
I think that's
like the word of the year.
Yeah. Manifest.
Manifest.
The key is to to work on yourself, mm-hmm. be the person that you want to be, and then yeah. you will attract the man that you want.
Exactly. You know, I heard someone say that mm-hmm. not too long ago.
Is it time to go?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Like, for me, I know that, somehow he just, like, kind of fell into me, but mm-hmm. I think it's because of how I carry myself.
Yeah, true.
Like, there was, and I don't know, I'm going to speak for you, baby. I know that there was an initial attraction. Mm-hmm. I think he was attracted to my personality, the fact that I can box. Mm-hmm. I respected him as a person and the things that he had going on. Mm-hmm. We were compatible because we kind of live like similar lifestyles.
Okay.
He did have freedom. I was always like, please just go, like go hang out with your friends. Mm-hmm. He just chose not to. I had my own money, mm-hmm. but he spent money on me.
Okay.
I mean,
wow.
Yeah, like, yeah, at one point he was just like, we was barely dating and he was going half on my bills.
What?
Barely dating. when I say barely dating, there was not a label on this. We probably hung out like twice.
What?
And he paid half of my bills.
Half of your bills.
That is a man who is ready.
It is.
To settle down.
It is.
And ready to, like, he knows that you're the one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Oh my gosh, this is true. I need to pull it together, baby. He definitely was
this is true.
He definitely was like, oh my gosh, she has her own dreams, her uh-huh. own goals. Like, this is amazing. And that yeah. motivated him to, like, try to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And he was attracted to the fact that I had confidence.
I've even heard, and this is a perfect example, UND. I've even heard that when a man knows of his woman dreams and stuff like mm-hmm. that, he'll do whatever he can to help her. When you mm-hmm. when you opened Smash Therapy, who was there?
Oh, my God. He was. Do you know when people were saying, like, oh, it's not going to work? Mm-hmm. I mean, even some of my good friends was yeah. like, girl, I would not go and pay for that. Like, mm-hmm. that's stupid.
Oh,
so,
no.
And I would tell him, like, it never stopped me. I don't care what people mm-hmm. say. But it just made me stop talking to them about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept it under wraps for like a very long time. And I just mm-hmm. didn't say anything to the point where people were like, are you still going to do that business? And I'm mm-hmm. just like, well, don't worry about it. But I stayed up hours and hours, like 2, 3, 4 in the morning working on like my plan. And he was just like, you know, do you need anything? You sure you don't want to go to sleep? Like,
aww.
It was so sweet. And like,
yeah.
I mean, oftentimes I get so busy that I forget about that stuff, and I probably should. I know.
That's a good man.
You know.
He said he wanted to go to sleep.
Yeah. We've had a rough patch. We have been on and off for a couple of years, mm-hmm. but I'm working on it.
Hey, man. When y'all can still come together and be like, well, I still like you. I still like you. Well,
yeah,
I guess
yeah.
we can work through this then.
Yeah. So I guess I have an idea of what I think men want.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's good.
And I think this is, it's aligned with what, I'm not going to take credit for it, what Raquel came up with.
Oh, well,
so you know, you mm-hmm. got have an idea of what men want, but mm-hmm. I think it starts with you first.
True.
I yeah. think that whatever man you're going to attract there, they are attracted based off of you.
Yeah.
They can reciprocate that type of energy. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not confident, mm-hmm. he's not going to be confident. He's just going to be like, mm-mm, not mm-hmm. yet.
Yeah.
Maybe one day, but not right now.
Wow. Mm.
Do we think that all men have these types of standards? No, right?
No, I don't think so, because I have seen other relationships where, you know, the woman stayed home and he was happy. You know, she had all the meals ready. His clothes were washed.
Ooh.
I mean, she had a whole like calendar dedicated to his favorite meals. And it wasn't just that couple. There was like another 10 handfuls of.
Well, that's the type of lifestyle that they want to live.
True.
Like, and I think it's going to be different across the board.
Yeah.
Like, you know what type of woman you want to be. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you're that woman that will be like, okay, baby, are we going to eat this meal and this meal because that's what you want? I think
I know what I'm going to want to eat.
Yeah, yeah. So I do, I don't think that all men have like these types of that are looking for these types of characteristics. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I think that is because I don't think that all men are in like that same phase, mm-hmm. that settling down phase. And settling down could mean something different.
Totally different.
Like some men,
not in a good place. And they're just settling for whatever.
Yeah.
That's happened in their life. That's not good. Yeah.
So and some men could mean like settling down is being married and. Just being with that person, no kids.
Yeah.
Settling down can be, I want to marry you and have like 6 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Settling down can be, I want to have somebody that I can travel the world with.
Yeah.
So I do think that the standards are different, but I do believe that all of these components are in tune, mm-hmm. because he has to be attracted to you.
Yeah.
He definitely wants respect from you.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely have to have some compatibility. He wants some freedom to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
He does want you to have like your own money and your mm-hmm. own dreams.
Yeah.
And of course, like confidence. Like,
mm-hmm.
I guess we know. Yeah. Let's work on that vision board, girl.
Yeah, let's work on that vision board.
But it can't be, it has to be like, have you seen the show Love is Blind?
No.
So I think I talked about it before, but you really have to watch it. And I think you'll really understand, like, true love uh-huh. does exist.
Yeah.
These people, they fall in love without ever seeing each other. They sit there. They're
wow.
sitting in two pods. They're talking to one another. You can ask questions about how they look, but then that uh-huh. defeats the purpose. So ideally, okay, I'm Lucas and you're Rocky.
Yeah.
You're talking to me uh-huh. and you can immediately, like, you can date like anywhere between 1 and like 20 people. You go to the different pods and you meet them.
Okay.
So you see like, okay, I'm not compatible with Lucas. Oh, but I might be compatible with Mark.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, you know, I'm not compatible with Anthony, but I am compatible with James.
Okay.
So then you narrow it down and then you date the people that you're compatible with
okay.
based off of the conversations that you're having. And then you don't really have a time limit, but you have the option to propose to that person.
Okay.
And you're proposing to them without ever seeing them.
What?
And then after
what if
you propose.
Man has a huge fat nose.
Okay, see, you can't be superficial. You
oh.
you're manifesting the man that you want, but
exactly.
you want to do it based off uh-huh. of
these
like, the yes
these
the,
types of qualities.
Yes, the insides.
Yeah.
And then the outsides will look better
mm-hmm.
once you fall in love with the insides.
Mm-hmm.
So these people, they get engaged, and then after they get engaged, they immediately meet each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they meet each other, mm-hmm. it's just like, oh my God. So one or two things are going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to stay together and actually like create more love
mm-hmm.
or it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
So what they end up doing is they move in together. So, but first they go to each other's house so they can see how that person was living.
Oh my God.
So you don't know how this person was living. And then, so like,
that's scary.
Say for instance, me and you, we get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now I got to go. Now we're going to your house to move your stuff
yeah.
out. And then we're going to my house and we're going to move my stuff out. You
oh
get to see how I live.
God.
And then we move in together.
That is
with
so
whatever
scary.
Stuff we have.
Uh-huh.
And then, the next step is we're going to meet each other's families.
Okay. Wow.
And then after all of those like trials and tribulations,
mm-hmm.
you get to decide
if you want to stay.
Yeah. So then they have these weddings
mm-hmm.
at the end of the show. They have weddings
mm-hmm.
and this is what happens. So we're at the altar. Okay. The man is at the altar.
Mm-hmm.
There's guests there or whatever. They have bachelor parties before that. And then the woman comes up
mm-hmm.
and then the pastor says, do you, Mark, take Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll say yes, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll ask the lady and then she might say no. So they can decide if they want to get married or not. I think only 3 couples actually got married. And one of them was like really successful.
Oh,
and
wow.
one of them, they didn't get married at the
That's
altar.
That's what I want.
One of them didn't get married at the altar, but they're still together.
Oh,
because they weren't
good.
Ready for
they
marriage.
Weren't married. Okay, they knew that right off the bat.
So you need to do like the Love is Blind experiment. I'm going to see if they have auditions.
Love is blind.
Oh my goodness. Guys,
basically,
we
fall in love with ugly people, but because we have
you're so
good
not
quality.
Be, okay, I thought I was the shallow one.
Just kidding.
I thought I'm that I was the shallow one. Maybe I'm not shallow, and I'm not. I've never been shallow in terms
I'm
of
not
looks.
Shallow. I'm not.
I've never been shallow in terms of looks. I date ugly men all the time.
You do?
Well, I did.
Well, I was about to say D is not ugly.
No, he's not ugly. But I used to be attracted to ugly men all of the time. So I'm not shallow in that aspect. But yeah. I think I'm shallow because I want you to have something. But now that I'm thinking about it, that's not really shallow.
Yeah, that's not shallow.
I want you to have your shit together.
Mm-hmm. You want a man, not a child.
Yeah. And some men aren't at that maturity level yet.
Oh.
And I don't know, like, this probably took a turn, but we really do think that, first of all, I don't think we know what men want, but we think we know what men want.
Exactly.
So, ladies, please, hopefully you kept up.
Mm-hmm. Because we had a couple of rabbit holes.
I know. And look, somebody asked us a question, okay? And I got to pull it up. She wants us, and this is Miss Tanya. I think we can say her name. She asked us on Facebook. Let me find it, because I put a thing out like, hey, I don't know if you saw it, but I'm like, hey, want our advice? Ask us a question, okay? So here's the question. I would like to know, how do you knowingly share a man in a polyamorous relationship? Not that I would ever do it. I'm just curious how it works.
Well,
so polyamorous is a multiple man who has, right?
More wives.
It can be a woman too, right?
Yeah.
So let's just say, for instance, a man has like three or four wives. Mm-hmm. How are the wives?
The show, Sister Wives.
Oh, see, I've never seen that.
Oh my goodness.
But like, how are the women okay with that? And I think that's what she wants to know. Like,
they, well, from what I know from just watching like Sister Wives, you have to be in that type of, you have to go into that relationship knowing that that's what you want.
Mm.
You're not that woman absolutely. Or that man that's like, oh, well, we just happened upon this. No, you know good and well. And they usually have a plan of when they want to start, you know, dating.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
So are the women dating each other, or they're just dating the men?
No, they're just dating. They're just like, for Sister Wives, I think the guy's name is Cody. But, you know, he dates. Well, he did. His last wife is, you know, he hasn't had any since his last wife. I think he has four.
But so they all live together in the same house?
They did at one point. And they just learned, you know, to not even really to be friends, because that's what they wanted. I think one of the head wives was like, okay, it's time for you to go get another wife.
Oh my God, I can't share no man.
So I don't think I could either. That is all mine. Men.
I know.
And do like,
I mean, I've heard like, oh yeah.
Or no.
I think that they all have to get tested, right? They should all get tested.
Oh my
God. I do believe, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I agree to that. This has to be something that you know that you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, you want to share this man. And I think that some women actually are okay with sharing the man because they know what they can bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I have good sex, or I know that I cook good meals, or I know that I'm a good listener. Mm-hmm. And maybe one woman don't have all of those qualities. And men know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also I think men like the variety of like how women look, or.
And
like,
so do women.
Yeah.
Women like the variety too.
You think you could be in a polyamorous relationship?
With multiple men?
Yes.
Yeah, I could.
I could definitely see you.
I'm not drama. I don't do petty.
She's so hippie.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm such a hippie.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to leak this video. She showed her armpits.
Yeah. Is that me?
Yeah, girl, you're ringing.
I'm Batman. So I feel some mornings.
I feel like that all the time.
Oh my God.
So you could be in a relationship with several men?
With several, yeah. Yeah, I could do
that. How do you picture that working?
I would think that would be just
you can
regular.
Choose like which men you want to have sex with that night.
Well, you know, like with Sister Wives, he only spent like a couple of nights with each woman, you know?
Mm.
He had a travel bag.
Oh, wow. Because
he had, and once they moved out of their house, he really had a travel bag.
It's like, I'm tired of you. I'm going to John's house tonight.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Daryl. Damn Daryl.
Daryl. What the fuck, Daryl? That's it. Going to John's house.
God damn it, John. You're not eating me out tonight. I'm going to Isaiah's house. Shit.
Yes.
Isaiah love to stick the tongue in it.
Okay.
And you know Isaiah. What? And Roger likes to eat the booty. You know?
Okay. Isaiah, Roger. Let's go.
So, Miss Tanya, I don't know. I think people do it because they want to do it. And they're okay with sharing.
Mm-hmm. And also, I really think that in this day and age,
it's more common now.
It is. It is more common because the other way, the divorce rate is way too high. It doesn't make any sense.
Mm. So but, many people get married and get divorced like after like a year now.
Yeah, because they're just so on this. Or even 6 months. Like this.
I want to get married because it's the right thing type thing.
Like how?
I think nowadays, like our generation are not like getting married. Are we in the same generation?
I would think so. Yeah. We're in the same generation.
Okay. I'm just saying that because you got married and I didn't.
Well, I didn't get married initially. We were together for almost 6-7 years before we got married.
How long were you married?
10 years.
Oh, my God. 16 years with someone? Jesus. Yeah. See, that's... Like, I think, to me, marriage is like a mental trap.
Mm.
I need to change it.
No, I really feel the same way.
I really don't feel like, you know... Here's the thing.
Weddings, marriage needs to work for the people that are looking to be together forever. Yeah. How about that?
See, my thing is too, and I need to let it go, but I always say that I never wanted to get married because the origin of marriage came from binding a woman to a man.
And she had to sell all of her estate and she had no rights.
Back in the day, a woman had to take a man's name and she no longer like
had anything.
Had identification.
Yeah.
So the only value that she had was by the man's last name.
And even before she got married, she could go nowhere, do nothing without her father's permission.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I just, and I know it's not the same anymore. And I know that the laws have changed.
A lot of women speak up and women run the world. I don't know if I
feel like sometimes, I mean, I think nowadays in our generation, people are staying together longer without actually getting married because they feel like marriage doesn't really mean anything.
Mm-mm.
And right now they have like this common law thing where really that's if, let's just say, you know, me and Dee, we've been, things for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ever referred to him as my husband, then we would qualify as common law.
Okay. They still have common law.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, but you do have to officially file for common law marriage.
All right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
This we kind of got off track, but we have to wrap it up. But we think we know what men really want.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to know what the women really want, go check out episode 7.
Yes.
And then we'll tell you what we think a good man is on there, too.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, between episode 7 and 13, who knows, maybe love will spark.
Oh, we're going to do this man vision board. We're going to do this for sure.
Okay. We're going to bring it in here. We are. And I'm going to have like my long smart stick. Okay.
Oh my God.
Right here.
We're going to do a YouTube video about it. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next.
Bye.
You'll hear it. Whatever. Bye.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. You can find us at www.rockyandjiffy.org. That's RAQY, the letter N, JIFFY.org. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, bitch.